I did read in the paper during the week that the in the public notice that the council are going to sell some land, which I think is due to unpaid rates, apparently.
Well, that's right, yes. We do need to keep an eye on those sorts of assets that they are owned by the public, but when they don't pay their rates, it does make it difficult for us to make ends meet. So after several years, the council has decided that they would go back in and check which properties have not been kept up to date with their payment of their rates, and so consequently those properties are going to be sold. But the owners of the properties are being chased up. It's not that we're just going to do it without consultation with those people. Interestingly, some of the owners of the properties have now paid up their rates.
All right. The plan is that you're going to open up more areas for social housing.
Yes, that's right. In Wynyard, at our April meeting, we agreed to sell a property to Centrecare Evolve Housing for the development of much-needed housing in our area. We're committed to sustainable actions, and that extends to the socially responsible decisions. There is a greater demand for social housing now than there used to be, with a general age cohort of 25 to 55 years old among the most stressed. And the land that you're referring to is Martin Street. It was previously underutilised, and so we're happy that Centrecare Evolve Housing put in an expression of interest, and they're going to assist in meeting those needs.
That'll be fantastic. We've spoken to Robbie a lot in the past, the Mayor, about the Thrive and Survive Grants Program. This was basically born out of the pandemic, but a classic example of how these minor grants can help. The Waratah Men's Shed only wanted something little, and they've got it, and they're very appreciative.
They certainly are, and it was a delightful afternoon. They provided my husband and I with a lovely afternoon tea, and they wouldn't unroll the mat until I'd arrived.
So we should point out what it was. It was a bowling mat that was given to them. Yeah.
Yeah, you're quite right. It was a bowling mat, indoor bowling mat, indoor bias bowls, actually. And they gave me a quick demo and then asked me to have a roll of those balls, and, of course, I was pretty useless. But there you go. It was christened, and a lot of laughter, and it looks like that the Waratah Men's Shed bowling team certainly keen on building their community spirit, and that the indoor bias bowls does provide that spirit, and there is an increase in numbers. So I think that in small communities like Waratah, such opportunities for funding and then to receive that grant, it's amazing what it can do for the community.
Yeah, a little grant like that makes a big difference. And I think the council shelled out about $80,000 over the whole process for various grants.
Yes, I have. It is the purpose of the council to ensure that our community's health and wellbeing is looked after, not just the economic side of things, but certainly those grants do help small groups. And there are some larger grants that have gone out to businesses that have demonstrated that the grants would support them through COVID-19 and post-COVID-19.
Yeah, it's amazing how something simple and seemingly minor as a bowling mat can make such a big difference, but it does, as you've just demonstrated. The East Wynyard Foreshore Master Plan has been talked about for a while. It's gone through its, I think, second stage of public feedback now, and the council is going to consider where to go from here.
Well, that's right, yes. The second round is now closed, so the team is working on the master plan for this popular part of Wynyard, and they'll collate the feedback and move on to the next stage. We are committed to building that particular, or doing up that particular area. It really is important because of its social and environmental purpose for the community, and it is a responsibility for our council. And also, any feedback that we've received from the community, we really do appreciate it, because we don't know whether people are happy with what we do or unhappy, if you like. They really must tell us appropriately, of course, so that we can look at that feedback and determine whether we need to make the changes, etc. And I think that you and I were going to talk about parking at the that would be impacted on by the number of people that attend the playground there at East Wingate. The parking is not sufficient, and the council will have to extend the parking to allow for more cars. And it is safer because it means that the children are not running where they shouldn't be to get to their car.
It's an amazing playground. I've driven past it. It's at East Wynyard Rotary Park. It's very popular, and there's about spaces there for 15 or so cars. And you're planning to quadruple that up to about 50 or 60 cars. And, of course, you have the foreshore market there, I think, every second Sunday as well. So it's a very popular area.
It is a very popular area. It's a lovely area, and it's well utilised. We are aware that we must look after the families that use the playground and anyone else who uses the foreshore there. It is used for people, who just want to walk or ride their bikes or whatever, and it's just a lovely area. So we're very lucky we've got that beautiful spot in Wynyard.
Yeah, and the playground, it's only fairly new. It's a victim of its own success. In fact, it's that good that people are coming from outside of Waratah and Wynyard to actually take their kids to the playground. That must really make you feel proud.
Well, it does. The other thing is true that when people do that, come from outside our area, then they go and spend a little bit of money, say, in buying some food or whatever in the town, and that boosts our economy. So, yes, we are doubly pleased with the success.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a couple other councils that are having a close look at it as well, but for the time being, Mary, you've got the monopoly on that one, so make the most of it, I reckon. Thanks for your time today. As always, I really appreciate it. Talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yep, thanks, Martin.